Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Acts chapter 13, verse 44. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. Whose words can motivate you the most before you compete in your sport? A simple encouragement from a parent or coach? A quote from a pro who's been there and done it? Or the lyrics maybe from a certain song that always gets you pumped? Words are powerful things, but the person who says them makes a difference, right? A word from a trustworthy person who knows you well can be just the thing you need to stride out in your sport and compete full of confidence. In Acts chapter 13, we find Paul and Barnabas in Antioch. Their arrival causes quite a stir in the city, and they're asked to stay for longer to unpack more of what God's word truly means. Acts 13 verse 44 tells us, "On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord." As we read throughout Paul's first mission journey, the one thing he consistently held out was the word of the Lord. Knowing its truth and power, the apostles unashamedly looked to share the word of God whenever they got the chance, whether recalling God's faithfulness in the past or speaking of God's promises for the future. They knew that his words would make an impact. In Acts chapter 14 verse 1, Luke speaks of this impact when he records that there they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Gentiles believed. But holding out God's words didn't come without its challenges. As they travel from place to place, we see a pattern begin to emerge. Some receive the gospel message with faith, whilst others reject the gospel message and scorn those who share it. Luke tells us, the people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles. Imagine for a moment that you're in the changing room after the game and someone asks you to explain more about what you believe. Or you're on the bus to a competition and a few of your friends ask your opinion on a particular topic. No doubt it would be nerve-wracking. But whose words are we prepared to speak about in that moment? A polite answer which changes the subject, or God's truth given to us in the Bible? Do you believe that God's words are what they need to hear in that moment? And do you trust that God has an unstoppable game plan for those in your sports club? On this game day, we can have confidence in the truth of God's word and let it impact our own hearts and those around us. Hold on to God's promises as you compete today, and hold out the gospel to others you compete with and against, knowing that it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved. Acts 15, verse 11. Let's pray. Father God, we praise you that your word is powerful and can speak truth into every heart. Please help me to hold on to the promises you have made in it. And by your Holy Spirit, please help me hold out the good news of your word to those in my sport. In Jesus' name, amen. Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your sport. Ask God to open a door for his message in your club or team this game day. Thank you.
thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.